I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Two officials close to the talks report Tuesday Hamas has accepted a draft agreement for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and the release of dozens of hostages. An Israeli official said details are still being finalized. VOA's Richard Green has more.
The Associated Press obtained a copy of the proposed agreement, the authenticity of which both an Egyptian official and a Hamas official have confirmed. The plan would need to be submitted to the Israeli cabinet for final approval. All three officials spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the closed-door talks. Qatar, a key mediator in the negotiations, said Israel and Hamas were at the closest point yet to an agreement. The United States, Egypt, and Qatar have spent the past year trying to mediate an end to the 15-month war and secure the release of dozens of hostages captured by Hamas in their October 7, 2023 attack on southern Israel that triggered the conflict. Richard Green, VOA News.
Special Counsel Jack Smith says his team stood up for the rule of law in a newly released Justice Department report and attached letter on President-elect Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The president-elect responded on his Truth Social platform, claiming he was totally innocent and calling Smith a lame-brain prosecutor, saying the voters have spoken. Trump was indicted in 2023. The report reveals for the first time a detailed assessment from Smith. The through line of all of Mr. Trump's criminal efforts was deceit, the report states, and the evidence shows that Mr. Trump used these lies as a weapon. The case was narrowed by a Supreme Court decision that for the first time shields former presidents from criminal prosecution for official acts. When Trump won the election, the DOJ team dismissed the indictment because of a long-standing policy against prosecuting a sitting president. A separate report on the classified documents case will remain under wraps for now. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is VOA News. Los Angeles firefighters are braced for high winds Tuesday, gusting up to 120 kilometers per hour that could fuel two monstrous wildfires that have already leveled entire neighborhoods, killed at least two dozen people, and burned vast swaths of land. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The two main wildfires around the city, the Palisades and Eaton fires, have killed at least two dozen people and burned an area the size of Washington, D.C., since they erupted last week. On Monday, thousands of firefighters attacked the blazes from the air and on the ground ahead of the anticipated winds. Los Angeles City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley reported some progress in containing the Palisades fire. CAL FIRE, meanwhile, said that the Eaton fire was 33% contained. As of Monday, more than 92,000 people in Los Angeles County were under evacuation orders, while another 89,000 faced evacuation warnings. California Governor Gavin Newsom has said the firestorm could rank as the most devastating natural disaster in U.S. history in terms of cost.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting.